the Lady Cougars from Dixon matched.
I've already done those.
Yeah, matched the Lady Patriots' intensity in that third quarter from what the Lady Patriots had early on, and what a difference.
Made a huge deficit. Okay, starting lineup for Dixon County. Boy, they're good. Darian Burns, number 4. Cody Pardue, number 11. Senior. Wynn Gramley, number 10. Junior. DJ Stacy, the high shooting guard, number 21. And last but not least, Jaden Davis, junior, number 13, for the high flying Dixon County Cougars. For the Patriot of Hayes. First one out of the shoot tonight, number 10. Ben Cypher is a senior, also number 13 will be Blaine Burroughs, the point, the guard. He's going to be handling the ball tonight. What a great job he did over the night against Franklin. Number 20, Mason Allen, off the bench for the Cougars. Number 23 will be Thomas Seaman. And last but not least, number 40, the big man in the paint, Nate Holman. What a job he did against Franklin the other night, Garth.
Played very well, very strong young man.
We're going to see a Dixon County team tonight that is as quick and as athletic as any team in the district. We saw them go toe-to-toe with Cane Ridge last year. Most of these guys were sophomores in the regional semifinal and lost by only 4 points to Cane Ridge, who Franklin ended up knocking off in the finals, by the way. But Dixon County, they're quick, they're athletic. They can jump out of the gym, coached by Jason Tigrett. And I tell you what, he's the type of coach, coaches every possession counts and matters. They play defense. It should be a great ball game.
It should be a really good ball game.
Huge crowd here tonight.
Should be very physical, and as you said, very, very fast.
Big crowd here tonight. The gym was, there was some room earlier, but there's no room left in this gym now. You could squeeze another person in here with a grease shoehorn. Dixon County controls the tip in the old Auburn uniforms, dark navy blue, deep Clemson orange. The Patriots come out in their very patriotic white uniforms with red and blue trim. Rebound kick back, shot from the corner. Stacey, got 3-pointer on the way. That's Burns, Gresham, Darian Burns, the senior, from the left wing. Garth, that's the hardest shot in basketball, the left wing.
It is.
Jumper.
I remember him from last year.
Yes, sir. He gets hot. He and DJ Stacy, they can wear some folks out. Shot away from Holman, short. Holman gets the rebound, kicks it back up. Ball's loose. Olin, here comes Stacy. He's quick as a cat. Floater. No good. Rebound. Fall for it. Dixon County goes up strong. It's good. Number 11 on the putback, Cody Pardue. Cody Pardue is like a grown man. He's got a better beard than you and I could grow if we tried for 2 years. And he's what, 17?
He is. Stormy Summit beats Brentwood 54-52 in overtime.
In overtime. And there's a shot on the way. Seaman for three. Thomas Seaman for three. 5 threes our score. Congratulations, Coach Kerry Goodwin, the Summit Lady Spartans. They've got a big win at home tonight.
I believe that ties them for second with Dixon County.
We've got a blood fest going on. Shot, drive, blocking call, basket is scored. Dixon County showing the athleticism. Going to the line is number 13. That's Jaden Davis. He's just a junior. Garth, he played football.
I'm going to tell
linebacker.
I don't know what he did, but he's a big boy.
Oh, man, he is. Oh, man.
I guarantee you wouldn't want to get hit by him.
Oh, man. Looks
Burn,
like a fiddle.
Pardue. They all look like they ought to be playing football.
And they all did. And then free throw's good. 8-3 is our score. 6:29 mark.
DJ Stacy, a running back. I don't know if he plays, but he's quick as lightning.
He was a running back. Also played wide receiver. My question earlier tonight was how much Coach Snow was, how emotional was that ball game Tuesday? Shot on the way, halt, Mason, and fouls called, and burn on Stacy, correction. And asked him, how emotional was that ball game? And how much did it take went out of your sails? He goes, we're going to find out shortly.
That's key, is how well you can recover after a game like Tuesday night.
Taking Franklin overtime. Out front is Holman. Gets the ball out front. Mason, short, rare miss. Good save on the line.
I'm not so sure that wasn't tipped right there.
Nah, I'm thinking the same thing. 6 minute mark, 8-3 is our score. Everybody's eating around us. You had a Jamungus burger.
Best burger that I've had at any of the gyms.
Johnny Hunley said the same thing. Johnny Hunley said, you want a big, great burger, go to Page High School or concession stand.
It was good.
Page, good movement. Down safety on the left wing. Hook pass. Shot on the way. No good. Rebound. Burroughs. Patriots going from left to right on the radio dial. Red numerals trimmed in royal blue. Dixon County, as we said, in dark navy blue. Orange trim, white piping. Almost looks like the old Auburn uniform. Cross court pass, thrown out of bounds, tipped out of bounds, save.
It was tipped out of bounds by number 13, Jaden Davis, but he helped Page out because there was no one from Page there.
Ball's in bounds right in front of him. Cypher got to be tired. He played a great ball game. He had held Reese Glover other night for most of the ball game, only 3 points going into the fourth quarter. Good ball movement, shot on the way. No good. Seaman missed that one. Patriots come out a little cold tonight. DJ Stacy from downtown, back rim, no good. Shot on the way, Dorian. Oh, nice look pass. Cody Pardue goes up. Coach Larry Noe said, good gracious, we need a timeout at the 4:54 mark. Garth, we're going to keep it here. I told you the hustling, the quickness for Dickinson County is hard to stop.
Well, when the little guard gets out, DJ Stacy gets out with the basketball, he's so doggone quick. It's hard to believe he can keep up with the basketball dribbling as fast as he is because he breaks away. But, you know, at this point in time, Dickinson County has come out punching, and they're just taking pages, just taking the blows, unfortunately.
Well, we appreciate everybody tuning in tonight on radio.net.
Got several of the Franklin fans and staff and players here tonight watching the ball game. 10-3, Dickinson County.
Ball's inside the seam, and he threaded the paint. He was thought about the turnaround jumper, couldn't do it. I just wonder how much gas Cypress got left in the tank. Oh, good. He passed to Holman. Off the glass, he scores.
I hope that answered your question.
That answered the question. That looked like Coach Larry Noe drawing up a great inside play, and it worked quickly down the court.
Oh, he caught
it. And while Seaman takes a term grimacing.
I didn't even see him set, to be honest with you.
He's thinking. He's asking to come out.
Here comes a member of the Pervine family in.
He's asking to come out right now. Seaman took one from a middle linebacker. We've seen them hit before. Good ball move to Holman down the right wing. Drive the paint. Kicks a cross court pass. Shot on the way. No good. Rebound. Here come the Cougars.
A foul.
And Cypress going to get that foul. He's a little out of control that time. He better save those legs.
He's going to definitely wish he had them, that's for sure.
How do you recover after playing the game he played against Reese Glover? I guess you take an ice bath.
I can't practice them hard after a game like they played the other night.
You got to do a walkthrough.
They don't have the legs.
I agree. Big crowd tonight. I mean, you on the pace side of the field, you might could get two more people in the stands over there, maybe, if they weighed under 150 pounds. Here comes Dickinson County on the drive. Good ball movement. Quick ball movement. Cypress got Seal. Picked his pocket. Here comes Mason. Back to Cypress.
Uh-uh.
And it's stolen going the other way. Here's Doran. Gives it up to Pervine. It's good. Boy, you talking about running. Gresham, that was Wynn Gramley. This kid is so fast. What transition?
He's got a basketball body. What he's got.
He
long,
sure does.
Length.
Foul, tall turnover.
Holman with his second foul. Moving screen.
And we had a Pervine on the floor earlier tonight on the girls' side, and the brothers back out here tonight. Cade, he's a junior. I think they're twins, to be honest with you.
I would say you may be right about that.
Let's see.
But
nope, he's a senior.
That's what I was thinking. She's a senior,
nope,
I believe.
I was wrong. Imagine that. And he's played before. He's not quite finished growing. 3:10 mark. 12-5 is our score. Dickinson County's coming in. We're battling fourth place tonight. Cody Pardue goes up softly. Draws a foul. On the line is Pardue.
Jonah Shaw, who checks in for home. With the foul.
We're at the 3:02 mark. 12-5 is our score. Earlier, Lady Cougars were down 19 at one time. Pardue scores. Nice free throw. 13-5. But clawed back. Go up four, Garth. With 2:12 to go. Basketball is a great game of momentum. Pardue for the second one. Rim that one out.
Tommy Pardue's got more facial hair than I've got on top of my head.
I'm going to leave that alone, Garth.
And he's just 18 years old.
He made 17 shots on the way. Mason Allen from downtown for three. He had a beard. That kid's got a great beard. He's got to be a lumberjack. That's discouraging for some of us. I'll tell you. Here come the Cougars up 13-8. We've got a new player on the floor. That's Jet Carter. And the Pardue uses his body.
Pervine to Pardue.
Pardue got the body of a big defensive end. Sealed it away the defender. Used it. Kissed it off the glass. Got scored a 15-8.
Page has got to stop that penetration. Killing them.
2 minutes to go. Cypress drives, kicks back, almost stolen. Allen drives in. It is kicked.
It went
through about three legs. Looked like me trying to play shortstop, and it went out of bounds. Checking in for Page right now was 42. That's Jamie Hernandez, who does not have a weight problem.
Also number 24, Todd Pennington.
Pennington had a good night the other night. Came off the bench, played really some good minutes. By the way, we got Page in the week from Tuesday when they take on Ravenwood.
At Ravenwood?
At Ravenwood. Oh, good inside pass, Pervine. Back, good ball movement to Burns. Darren Burns, quite an athlete. Boy, he's a specimen.
Boy, there's a mismatch.
Yeah, Pardue drives. And
oh, he gets called for the offensive foul.
Are you sneezing? If you are, bless you. Thought I heard somebody sneeze in the background.
He just blew the speakers on that sneeze.
1:36 go, 15-8, our score. How are they dressed over there tonight?
Oh, I don't know.
Shorts.
A little bit of everything, I believe.
Shorts and sport coats, that's a tough look.
Hello.
Oh, almost saves the ball. Thank you, Irvine. Goes up, draws the foul. Kate Irvine on the drive at the 120 mark. 15 to 8 is our score.
Foul on Brady Andrews, his first.
Larry Noe's having a substitute early. We're noticing it's real quiet on those side of the six, on the Rutherville side of the stands.
They a little winded after that girls' game.
Who should be. Irvine scores. Up double digits. I got double digits. They doubled them 16 to 8. 80 seconds left, first quarter. Irvine's got another one. Up 9 now. Here come the Patriots going from left to right in the radio dial. White tonight. White, red numerals, blue trim. Very patriotic looking uniforms. Like that. Very crisp look. That is Mason Allen trying on the drive. Smartly kicks it out front, way back out front to Blaine Burroughs. Looking inside. They're trying to get the ball inside, but Burns is not allowing it. Burroughs on the drive, goes in, left-handed. Smartly hits it off the glass doors. Great penetration by 13. Blaine Burroughs.
He just kept going until he reached the basket.
He said, I think I'm going to score. And by golly, he did. 37 seconds left, 7-point differential. First quarter, Jet out front for the Cougars. Jet Carter. Play one has been called to the corner. No good. Rebound. Andrews quickly across the timeline. The Patriots at 17 seconds. And he walked and whistle blows. And who they going to call that on? That's on Jet Carter for pushing off in the paint, the 15-second mark.
Jet. What a name. I like that name.
I do,
Jet
too.
Jet Carter.
That's cool, man. Patriots taking it out of bounds underneath their own basket. They better get it in, but I finally got it in quickly out front. 13-second mark.
Uh-oh.
Pennington's got it. Back to Mason Allen. 8 seconds. Double team. Going to the left. Better get a shot off at 40. Call for walking. First, can't take that hop, skip, and jump step at 3.5 seconds. Check it in quickly for the Cougars is number 10, Wynn Grambling. He's in for 13, which would be Jaden Davis, which is another physical specimen. It's like another middle linebacker or safety. 3, 2, 1, Irvine shoots.
Oh,
and it's stuck behind the rim. And it's in that place where you and I couldn't, neither one of us get to it, Gar. After one.
Hey, speak for yourself.
Okay.
I do have a little hop.
You could get that. That's right. I need a ladder. After one, 17-10 is our score in favor of Dixon County. Let's take 1 minute.
When you need plumbing and electric supplies, you need the convenience and service you find at Discount Plumbing and Electric. Service begins with knowledgeable, friendly folks like the people at Discount Plumbing and Electric. You'll go from a novice to having the confidence of a pro when you visit Discount Plumbing and Electric. And don't forget about their lighting showroom, where you'll find a beautiful assortment of ceiling fixtures, ceiling fans, and light fixtures. Discount Plumbing and Electric, 101 Century Court in Franklin and in North Columbia on the Nashville Highway. See Discount Plumbing and Electric.
You might be typical, but you're part of something huge. An energy you can plug into. It's all around you. It's part of you.
Oh, meditation.
No, electricity.
Oh, I get mine from Middle Tennessee Electric.
Great. Then you're a member of our not-for-profit cooperative, bringing you affordable and reliable power. Oh, yeah, and you're not typical.
Oh, but we're all members, so we're all typical.
Find the benefits of membership at experiencemembership.coop. That's experiencemembership.coop. Experience membership.
Shh, I'm meditating.
We got distractions all over this building tonight. Great food, great fun, and fellowship here at Rutherville. It's our second time back this week, and we're coming back, Garth.
Hey, man, I got to have another burger.
Well, you may have to have one at half, but you got an interview at half time.
No, I'm not having one again. I would sleep if I had another one of those. That's so good.
You blow your first of the year diet.
I love Chick-fil-A, but that beats the Chick-fil-A I had here Tuesday night. I'm not going to lie to you.
Shot on the way, tipped out of bounds. It goes back to Dixon County. They're up 17-10. We're having a fun time here tonight. We're going to be at Franklin Tuesday night if the SNOW doesn't get us.
Did you quit talking about snow?
I didn't say it. You said the word. I didn't say the word.
Yeah, but you keep alluding to it, and I'm getting tired of it.
I just spelled it out. I don't want to scare our listeners. They'll be running to Kroger buying everything.
Not enough milk in Williamson County.
Bread. What are they going to do? Make French toast the whole time? 7:20 mark to go. 17-10 is our score. It'll be melting 5 minutes. It'll be 80 degrees the next day. Dixon County, good ball movement. I love how they crisply move the ball, Garth. Down the left wing to Jet Carter. He drives to the right. Penetrate. Irvine inside the quarter. Back. Shot on the way. Got it. That
Man.
Was from downtown.
That was into the rafters.
That was Luke Jenkins, number 20, off the bench. Shot that one from Rutherville downtown. Rebound. Here comes Dixon County. Dixon County is deep, as you notice.
Oh, great pass.
Pardue on the baseline. Cut. Backdoor move. And he scores. All of a sudden, it's 22-10. And Larry Noe does not have an answer for the quickness and the physicality of Dixon County. Dixon County, Garth, is one of those teams. They're a mag like Centennial. They're just relentless. They just keep coming at you. coming at you.
Well, they can play with anyone in the district. There's no doubt about that when they're on. But they also can look like they're at the bottom of the district when they're not.
Yep.
It's either one or the other.
Feast or famine.
There's no medium in with them.
Feast or famine.
What is Jet doing out there dribbling backwards and forwards between his legs? I don't know what he's doing.
I don't know. I just know the Pervine out there with it. He's got a, looks like a splint on his hand, on the left hand. Broken finger. Pardue can't get the rebound. Tipped out of bounds.
Well,
still Dixon County.
Still
Dixon County ball. Big crowd here tonight. I mean, there's no room to roam in here.
You've got two teams in this district that the fan base is unbelievable.
Shot on the way from the corner. Front rim. No good. Jet Carter slaps it out of bounds. If you're claustrophobic, this is not where you want to be tonight.
No, but you can't beat the atmosphere.
High school basketball at its best. $5 to get in. Great concession stands. Both teams playing with a lot of heart.
Good as sex bull.
As good as it gets on a Friday night. Davis about to check back in. Well, I tell you what, these two or three middle linebackers here looks like for Dixon County just checked in. Strong safety.
They look like some D1 prospect
prospects in front of us here in
players,
football.
What
right.
They look like.
Instant inside move. Spin. Can't get it to go. Rebound. Ball four. Rebound. Cypher comes up and he gets the garbage basket. Right place, right time.
That's exactly what that was.
Hernandez was fighting for the shot. Had to look. Couldn't get it to go, but Cypher, right place, right time, scores. In for Dixon County is Burns. Also, Davis. Wow. I mean, both of them got to be, what, 6'2", maybe 205, 210, 215. Goodness gracious. Cypress completes the three-point play. Jacob Oldham's in for the first time. This is our fourth game with Paige. I haven't seen him on the floor.
I mean, he wears his hair like you, not a hair out of place.
Yeah, I mean, he must use a lot of hairspray.
Well, you know, we know that your hair, from the lack of activity in the sport team while you're growing up, that your hair was always in place.
Well, I'll tell you this. Murphy Farrell said one time on the sidelines, guy went by me so fast it even messed my hair up. We're at the 215, 515 mark, 22-13 score. Burns on the drive,
great
gives it up
pass
to Pardue. He draws the foul, scores the bucket. Stevens caught for the guilty infraction, and he's going to line for a three-point play at the 508 mark.
You know, I tell you what, Paige played with so much emotion Tuesday night.
Yep.
They're not playing nowhere near with the same intensity they had the other night.
You can't duplicate that. You can't duplicate that. Pardue is scoring, made his three-point play. 25-13 is our score. Way out front, ball whistle blows, and a moving screen's called again. Well, that is going to be on, that's right, on Hernandez.
He ain't big enough to make a moving screen.
I was thinking the same thing.
You can't set a moving screen when you're only 90 pounds. He's 6'5".
6'5", about 120.
I wouldn't even say he's 120.
He didn't hurt anybody, that's sure. Pardue backdoor cut, shot on the way. Short, rebound, blocks out. They're going to call.
We've got another foul.
They're going to call the Patriots for hooking.
23, that's on Thomas Seaman. That's his third, that hurts.
That's hurt because he had a big game over the night against Franklin. At the 4:43 mark.
You know, I tell you what, Hernandez is so thin that DJ Stacy could come flying by him with a basketball and knock him down from the wind. You snorted on air.
I can't believe you said that.
It's the truth.
I agree.
He looked like me when I graduated high school.
Oh, dear Lord. Missed the second free throw. 26-13 high school. I'm choked up after that comment. Here we go at the 4:36 mark. Cypher kicks it back. Pennington, front rim, can't get it to go. Rebound, fall four.
Got bodies.
Pulled up by Davis. Across the timeline.
Oh, what a hero move.
Woo! Fall four, rebound, tip. Here come the Patriots.
Give
got numbers, Cypher. Bartley, can't get it to go. Rebound. Fought at that time. His American Express had not expired. He got the basket.
Well, you know you're having a bad, bad game when your leading scorer only had 5 points.
26-15 is our score. Dixon County has come in and initially announced their presence with authority. Good ball movement out front. They're crisp pass. Pardue, fall away jumper. No good. Rebound Seaman. It's a rebound. Kicks it out smartly. The Cypher down the left wing to 3:45 mark. I saw he wants something. Shot on the way. Pennington scores. House the glass. He draws a foul. 3-point play. That's his game.
Okay, that's not Pennington. Give a shout-out to our boy Hernandez, okay?
My bad.
I mean, I picked on his size, and now you're not even calling his name when he does nothing right.
Okay, whatever.
We're getting some stuff come across our text messages here
that we don't have time to do. Shot, no good. That's Hernandez, my bad. Apology to Jamie Hernandez.
42. Yes, sir. You please give him a shout-out after I picked on his size a while ago.
Here comes Dixon County, 26-17. Cougars are fighting, are holding on. Patriots fighting back. Shot on the way. Good.
That was some great ball movement.
Beautiful shot. Darian Burns. 3-point from downtown Rutterville, nothing but nets. 29.
Remember he had a huge brace on his knee last year.
He sure did. He played hurt.
Uh-oh.
Is he going to get a continuation?
He is.
Blocking called.
He's got to.
Going to 3-point play to the line is Cypress.
Yes, it does.
3:09 mark within 10 are the Patriots. They're clawing back.
The first foul on Byrne.
The line's been Cypress. Eye in the bucket. Completes a 3-point play. Nice basket there. 29-20, 3:09 to go. Wayne Burroughs checking back in. Thomas Siemens out. Across the timeline, slowly, Dixon County. They're spreading it out. Coach Tigret has them spreading it out. We're under 3 minutes. Pages come back. Looks like it, is it man-to-man or 1-3-1?
They're man-to-man.
Driving to the right. Provine drives in. Can't convert. Rebound Patriots. Here comes Burroughs across the timeline. Back Cypress. Up. Good pass.
Oh,
got
man.
The backdoor cut. Had the look. They can't get it. Jacob Oldham had the look. Couldn't get it to go.
Great pass.
Jack Carter gets the block, but the foul called. Jack Carter faked. Oh, he's got a lot of that hair. He faked up. The hair went up. So did the Pace Patriots and drew the foul.
That's Burroughs first.
2:29 mark. 29-20 is our score. Having some fun tonight here at Rutterville. And the bucket is Jet Carter. He's good. Like Jason Tigret and how he coaches. Man, every possession matters.
You know, he would have to coach like that with the benches on the end of the court at Dixon County.
That's true. Carter misses the second. Oldham on the rebound. To Cypress down the left wing. We will be at Dixon County with the Franklin Rebels.
You know what I was told about that? You remember when the Carter girl went to Vanderbilt from there?
Yeah.
That they implemented moving those down there to get her adjusted to having coaching from the end of the floor.
Wouldn't doubt it. Fouls called on number 5, Provine.
Well, that's what kind of athlete she was for Dixon County. She was all that. And
yep.
They moved the benches to the end of the court so she could get adjusted to that kind of coaching. And it worked for them, and they never moved them back.
Allen is the line. Is good. Lily Carter one night at Franklin in the district finals had the flu. She had 2 points in the first half. Dixon County's down by 12. Lily Carter comes out in the second half, scores 29. They win by 10.
Well, she's the most athletic, female high school basketball player I have ever seen live. And we've seen some pretty doggone good ones.
Good spin move. Can't get it to go. Davis goes up strong. Good. Draws a foul.
There ain't no quitting that young man.
No. Had his position. Couldn't get it to go, but boy, he just hung tough.
Fouls on Hernandez. That's his second.
At halftime, you have one of the Wilkins sisters, do you not?
I've got one of them. I don't know which one. They look alike, but I think I've got Faith.
You have faith, what I thought. Davis misses the first free throw. 2:03 to go. 8-point differential, 30-22. Shout out to Lieutenant Dan. He's listening tonight on radio.net. Not sure where he's camped out tonight. Davis makes the second one. What an athlete. Boy, he would make a great strong safety on anybody's football team. Official specimen. Stevens across the timeline. The base is wide open down the right wing. He drives. Foul's caught on Jet Carter. Tiger goes, you didn't need to foul him.
I tell you what, this ref right here, he didn't blow his whistle very much the girls' game, but he's making up for it this game.
He sure is.
Dadgum, let these boys play some.
Man, get in the paint. It's going to protect the body. Mason Allen makes the first of two.
Reminds me of these officials the other night at the Tennessee-Vanderbilt game. They like to whistle too much.
Don't get me started.
Hey, the orange came out of Victoria, so I'm just thankful for that. No matter how you see the fouls, you know, I've heard all the whining from the Vanderbilt people that's what shouldn't have been a flagrant foul and all that, but it was. So let's just get on with it. That's why they're 0-6 in the SEC. Thank you very much. I carry that over from the Boom Boom Room, Slade's Boom Boom Room earlier.
I heard that whistle blows, timeout on the floor, and what do we have?
We got a clock, something going on with the clock.
And officials in front of us here. We'll just remind everybody next Tuesday night, Independent at Franklin next Tuesday night, if we don't have any SNOW.
And Gummit, quit mentioning that.
Well, that'll help your business, Garth. You'll sell some stuff.
No, it kills business when it happens. Nobody gets out.
Well, that's
That's one thing about Williamson County. When it snows, people just stay home.
Except they all. Kids want to go to the mall, be thousands.
Well, that's true. You want to see Williamson County go to the mall.
Yep. Schools are closed, but everybody's at the mall. Ball's inbounds to Burns. Dixon County across the timeline at the Buck 40 mark. They're up 31-24. Page Patriots hanging tough after an emotional ball game last Tuesday night. Irvine's got it. Drives in the paint. Left glass. Ooh, wow. Davis all clean the glass, but he couldn't come up with a rebound.
That could have been trouble. If he had came down on somebody's back, he could have hurt him.
He was flying high. The Cougar was absolutely airborne, but here comes Patriots. And
he walked.
He did. Yeah, he took about 3 steps. Turnover.
See, If I had a whistle over here, I could have made that call.
1:13 left, 31-24. Next Friday night, where are we going to be? Let me remember where we're going to be. We're going to be at Centennial. Franklin versus Centennial. Garth, I know you're excited about that one, especially the girls' game.
Oh.
Don't say anything. Davis got it out front for Dixon County. They're going to run the clock down. They're going to take all 53 seconds. Limit possessions for Patriots. I said that he drives all the way and scores. Made me look dumb on that one. Nice play that time. Jaden Davis.
Hey,
101.
That's why you're not out on the court playing.
Well, he just smart. He said, I got an opening here. I'm going to take it and go. And that's what he did. 33-24 up 11. 30 seconds left. Patriots in dire need of a three-point play. Cypher drives to his left. Kicks it back to Burris. Floater. Rimmed it out.
Boy, needed that one.
Badly. 18 seconds. Triangle, they shout out for Dixon County. Irvine in the corner, right wing, 11 seconds. Burns got it picked that out front. Irvine drives to his left, 5 seconds.
Boy, that kid's weak.
Soft floater.
A charge.
Soft floater.
Oh,
and he called it blocking.
Have mercy.
And the faithful and Larry No did not like call with 1.9 seconds left.
Holman third, too.
Well, that's hurt because he's been quiet tonight. He's the big man inside. Irvine's good. 34-24. We got fast subs coming in for Dixon County.
I wonder who would win in a free throw shooting contest, him or his sister, because she was perfect from the line tonight, and he's perfect from the line tonight.
He just made another one. All I can tell you is those kids, he's sitting with, look at it. He's got a brace on his right middle finger and his ring finger. It was like he's broken one of them. 35-24 shots on the way. No good. Our halftime score. Garth, it's been Dixon County from the get-go. They're controlling the tip. They're controlling everything. 35-24. Give us the stats and where's I look for Faith Wilkins.
The Page Patriots led at the half by Ben Cyphers with 8. Blaine Burrow with 2. Mason Allen with 7. Thomas Seaman with 3. Nate Holman with 2. Jamie Hernandez with 2. 24 points at the half. For the Dixon County Cougars, Cody Pardue with 12. Darian Burns with 6. Cade Irvine with 4. Jaden Davis with 7. Wynn Grambling with 2. Jet Carter with 1. Luke Jenkins with 3. 35-24 Lady Cougars at the half.
Let's do this. We're going to take 1 minute, Garth. We're going to take a quick 1 minute break. We're going to have Faith Wilkins coming in tonight. She's going to be very happy that the Lady Patriots pull out a big win, 65-61. And let's take 1 minute. Margaret, one quick minute. Garth will be on the other end. We'll hear sports on AM 950.
Where classic country is back home again. AM 950 WAKM, Franklin.
Right here in Williamson County, you can feed a family of four for $15.99 at Stroud's Barbecue. That includes 1 pound of pork or pulled chicken, buns, and a pint of a side item. Throw in a half gallon of tea or lemonade at Stroud's Barbecue. Right here in Williamson County, you can feed a family of four for $15.99. 615-595-0200. Open 7 to 8 Monday through Saturday and 7 to 6 on Sunday. That's Stroud's Barbecue right here in Williamson County.
Hey, this is Stormy Mitchell, and I want to cordially invite you to the church at West Franklin. You'll be greeted with a warm smile, firm handshake, some of the best coffee in town, excellent music, and some of the finest preaching this side of heaven. The church is located at 700 New Highway 96 West. If you can't make it, tune in to WAKM on Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. and listen to the church service. The preaching will be done by Dr. Matt Pearson from the church at West Franklin.
Rudderville at the home of the Page Patriots, and tonight for the Matthews Team Sports halftime segment, I'm honored to have the future Trevecca Trojan, right? Aren't they the Trojans?
Trojan.
Faith Wilkins, congratulations on a huge win tonight.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Let's put that microphone up. You're soft spoken, and you know. What's going on here at halftime, Faith? What do they call this right here?
This is our coming home court for the dance tomorrow, so they'll select the coming home queen or king.
Okay. All right. Well, so first of all, I want to say congratulations. And I want to ask you, in your time here at Page, have you had any game that was as significant as tonight's game was?
Well, I would have to say 2 years ago when we played a big-time rival, CPA, that just like Dixon County, we hadn't beaten up until that point. And it came down to a game winner that I had in the last couple seconds of the game. And it really meant a lot to our team at the time, but I'd say I like this win a lot better because it's just we got such a great team this year, and this is such a big win to steal first place once again for now. And it's just showing a lot about what we can accomplish in the future.
Well, 2 years ago, we weren't able to call Wilkin to Wilkin. And your sister tonight put on a clinic.
Yeah, she did.
She really did. And I know that interviewing you before at Stroud's, that you and your sister have some competitiveness between you two. But at the same time, I know that you feel good giving her the basketball.
Absolutely. I taught her everything she knows.
There you go. I wouldn't expect you to put it any other way. You're listening to the Matthews Team Sports, and there you have it. Faith Wilkin taught Lily everything she knows. Well, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and let the cat out of the bag tonight. You were Gateway Tire Player of the Week last year once. Your sister just got it for this week, because I tell you what, you know, and I know you're proud for your sister. Tonight was not one of your best offense nights, but defensively, you turned it on. And, you know, we called many times Wilkin to Wilkin, and it was you to your sister. But I'm going to ask you another pointed question. As a freshman, did you make that move she made at the end of the game, behind the back, taking it down the lane and making the layup?
You know, having to answer honestly, I'd say I probably couldn't. She's a lot more advanced at her age than I was when I was a freshman.
Well, I asked Ronnie this the other night, and he claimed that you could have made that. You hold a special place in Ronnie Brock's heart. Ronnie and I have coached together for a number of years, and he made a move tonight late in the ball game when Olivia Wilson fouled out, and I said he needs to go with the smaller lineup and feed to create the defensive turnovers again, and he did that, which you guys came back and ultimately won. Tonight, as I stated a little earlier, something was a little amiss on your offensive efforts tonight. Were you pressing a little bit too much offensively, or what was going on?
Can you repeat the question?
Well, so tonight, if you normally you're automatic around the paint, you're automatic. Tonight you were missing some uncharacteristic shots you normally make. Were you pressing a little bit as far as just over anxious, I know they weren't defending you any different than you're used to seeing, because you played on the big time scene. I mean, you played a lot of AAU ball and you've seen a lot of great basketball. What was going on tonight that was causing just not play your normal game?
Well, I think that it was kind of the stress of the tight game, you know, kind of that pressure that making me feel that I need to score. But eventually, when you get in these games and with this team, you kind of realize that I don't have to do it all. It's not the same way it's been in the past, where it's like, get the ball to me, I got to make the play. We've got four other players out there that are all capable of making the same plays that I can, and I don't have to put all that pressure on myself. I can take it to them and let them make the play develop. And it's all about the win. So my sister had 24 tonight. She's going out scoring. That's what's important. She's hot. I'm going to get her the ball, and I'm not going to put all this stress on myself to take crazy shots.
Well, you had a big game Tuesday night, and you had a good game tonight. And it was tough not naming you Gateway Tire Player of the Week this week. But I couldn't take it away from Lily tonight. I mean, she was a spark plug. And once again, I'm not worried about you. I know what you're going to do. I don't have any problems on what you're going to do. But, you know, something that occurred tonight when Olivia Wilson got in foul trouble, we saw two young ladies come off the bench that we didn't see Tuesday night. And I coached Stormy at that point. I said, you know, we're seeing why the Page Patriots are as good as they are, because you guys can match up and compete against each other in practice. You've got the depth, and we didn't see that until tonight, until those two other young ladies came in. And I went down the lineup and I said, okay, you know, you can take Lily on a blue team, and you can put Cochran on a white team. You can put Faith on a white team and put Delaney Noe on a blue team, and you can just keep going down the line, and you've got a dadgum good practice that is as good as any matchup as y'all are going to see in the district.
Very true. Our practices are very competitive, and exactly like you said, we always split up, the four of us, mix and match different teams. We put the post players on different teams, and it's just constantly changing every day, but it's always competitive. We always go hard on each other 100% all the time.
So you, I believe, over 2,000 points for the year, right? You're close to it, right?
Close to it.
Do you know where that stacks up in Page High School scoring?
They say that I'm the all-time leading scorer for the girls' program.
Oh, there you have it. And there's been some good ones come through here. And, you know, as I said earlier, I coached with Ronnie for 13 years, and I know he's more excited about this year's team than he's ever been, and he's told me that. Last year to this year, would you have ever guessed or dreamed that you would be able to play the style of basketball you're playing this year after having to go through what you went through last year?
Absolutely not. Last year, we had a good team bond. We had a lot of fun, but we didn't have that drive that we have this year, that where we want to be number one. We have all these goals of what we want to accomplish, because we really didn't have the ability to make it happen. I mean, there were a lot of people that that just weren't on the same page as everyone else basketball-wise. But this year, I mean, we knew we had some good talent coming up, but we never imagined that it would have been this great, this intense.
The chemistry is phenomenal. Y'all like playing with each other. And you all make some cuts and some passes that just don't happen at this level. Do y'all practice a lot of transition in offense? In practice, or is that just y'all feeling that comfortable with each other?
We don't really practice a lot of transition in our practice. It's more of just what we know from our basketball IQ, what we've been doing outside, and just what happens in the game. You know, we have a good feel for the game itself, and we know where each other's going. You know, kind of that mental connection, especially me and Olivia Wilson. She's always looking for me on that back door, and she'll fire it in there. We just know that the other person's going to get it, and they're going to make something happen.
So the style of basketball playing this year here at Page is very similar to an AAU style of basketball, up and down, hard-nosed defense. The clock just went off, but the clock says 10 minutes left. So my question is the style of basketball that you're playing now, you're really comfortable with that style. There's not a lot of girls' teams play that style of basketball. Am I correct?
That's correct, especially in high school.
Yeah, I mean, y'all aren't running a set play. You're running an offense. A lot of cuts, a lot of screen and rolls. What do you think that makes your game so good? How does that fit your game?
Absolutely. I mean, a good set play is good every once in a while. Brock is great with those, and we can always put one in when we need one, you know, and perfect for the right personnel. But with the talent we have and the players that know how to play the game, letting us just go out there and make something happen on our own, like, it'll create it for itself. Something will open up every time, whether it's a three, because we have so many outside shooters. Everyone can drive to the basket. We got a great post player that can finish inside. It makes us really hard to beat.
Well, I want to tell you, as the clock winds down here leading to the second half, congratulations. You guys have a demanding lead in the district now. Summit won tonight, which puts them tied with Dixon County now for second. So I think you guys may be two games now ahead in first place. Congratulations. You know what? Go hug your sister. Y'all have a lot of fun. Tell her that I enjoy watching y'all more than any team that I've ever seen in ladies high school basketball. Y'all are fun to watch. Best of luck, and we'll see you maybe a week from Tuesday or something like that. So
Okay. Thank
you for joining me for the halftime sport, Matthew's team sports halftime segment. That was Faith Wilkin, all-time leading scorer here at the Page Lady Patriots. Congratulations. We'll see you soon. Thank you. And we're coming back here for the second half of the Page Patriots behind here going into the second half. Dixon County starts the half with the basketball, leading 35-24. And Stormy welcomes me back here at the table.
And we got some, won't give you the score, but Centennial lost tonight. They lost. Who did they play? Let's see. Ravenwood won tonight over Spring Hill. Centennial lost to Independence in girls action. Brentwood lost to Summit in girls action. Cody Pardue on the drive. He scores. Goes by Hernandez. Blew by him. And scores. Make it 37-24 and 7:35 mark. Garth, couldn't hear the interview, but I'll tell you what. Faith Wilkins is a great young lady. She's going to go to Trevecca next year. And our listeners were just in for a 13-minute treat. Listen to her talk.
Well, she's fun to interview, but her basketball IQ is off the charts.
I would imagine.
And she is having so much fun, which is great to see for her senior year. And Wilkin to Wilkin, we're going to be calling that some more this year.
W to W, okay, 38-24, 7:15 to go. Patriots trailing. They need some big buckets and hurry. The defense, Coach Tigrant, slayed on the floor tonight. Dixon County, they put him in the right position for rebounds. There's another one by Davis down the left wing. It was like a strong safety, big muscular kid. Drives, can't get it to go.
That was a flop. He wasn't even close to get touched.
Nope. Pennington tried to draw the foul. Didn't happen. Burrs on the drive to the left wing. Shot on the way from Cypher. Short. Davis on the rebound. Coach Tiger to our right screaming, save with the ball. Backs out to Burns, who is another physical specimen. I mean, it's like a group of men out there playing with boys. Ball's driven. That time by Pardue, he dribbles it out of bounds.
Well, there's a physical difference that you can see visually.
Woo!
Between these two teams.
Man.
There's some big boys out here for Dixon.
Looks like a college team playing a high school team. It really does. Pass. Burrs on the drive. Dish it off. Davis on the seal.
Well, we used to refer to these as corn-fed young men right here, buddy. These guys,
yeah.
Ooh, they've been eating some milk and cornbread.
I guarantee it.
They're men. They're not. They're men.
Yep. 6 minutes ago, 38-24, 14-point differential. Drive, shot from the corner. Good. Wow, beautiful shot from the corner from number 10 for Dixon County. That's Wynn Grambling. He's just a junior. He's quiet, but he nailed down a 28-foot three on that shot. All of a sudden, 41-24. I'm afraid the Patriots, they say, burned all their powder Tuesday night playing Franklin. Rebound Davis. Guys up in there. Here he comes across the timeline.
Well, I hate to say their hearts aren't in it because they're playing with heart. They're just
the legs are.
They're just slow. I mean, they're slow tonight. Dixon County got a lot of help in their step, and you know, they're spreading the floor now. And Page is just, they're just gassed.
Yeah, they look tired. Dixon County smartly spread the ball out almost a four corner inside move, kicked it back to the left wing. Dr. Coach Tigert is shouting all the way, Stacy for three. Can't get it to go. Rebound out of bounds. Still Dixon County ball at the 5 minute mark.
You know, I can remember us watching Dixon County in the tournament last year talking about how good these Dixon County Cougars would be this year.
Oh, we're right.
And we're right. They're just improving as the season goes on.
Shot on the way, no good. Rebound. Burns goes up strong, gets it to Davis. Ball's tipped. Save. Whoa, Davis flies into the bleachers. He saved a bag of popcorn and a lady's life over there. Page backs it out. We got a new man on the floor as number 12. That's Jacob Kukulu. Inside pass, no good. Kicked away. And he lays on the line. They call turnover.
That ain't going to work.
Coach Tigert coaching as if they were down 17 rather than up 17.
Do you expect anything less?
No. I've known him for years. He coaches, I mean, at a frenetic pace. Dixon County across the timeline. Mason picks him up. Burns got it way outside the three-point circle down the left wing. Drives in, left wing, as they take the shot, no, pulls it up. Pardue, nice move, over and under. Pardue's had a huge night.
Got 17.
There's no stopping him. Holman's had three fouls. He's in foul trouble, and he's the big man against big man. And right now, Cody Pardue is having a night. Spin move, no good, can't get it to go. Rebound, Cougars across the timeline, 3:40 to go. As a reminder, we will be at Franklin Tuesday night. Stacy's a little cold tonight. Can't get that one to go. We have an upset in the making at Summit. The Summit boys with the two heralded freshmen and sophomores up over Brentwood 24-15 at half. Coach Shirley's teams, I think, haven't been playing near at their potential. Maybe an understatement of the year.
No, and the Summit Spark have some athletic young men, too.
Well, they sure do.
I mean, you just take
the Wade brothers and the Work brothers. That says it all.
Those are some fine athletes right there.
Two freshmen, twins, two sophomore.
I know Josh Goodwin's enjoying having those young men.
Shot on the way from downtown. Mason Allen lifts it out. Burns call for the grab. Push off. It's going to still be Page ball. 3:12 mark. 43-24. This game was within seven. All of a sudden, Dixon County has come out. Matter of fact, Page has not scored. Have not scored in this quarter. There's a timeout on the floor. Let's see if it's a 30. We're taking 30 either way. This is sports on AM 950.
Right here in Williamson County, you can feed a family of four for $15.99 at Stroud's Barbecue. That includes 1 pound of pork or pulled chicken, buns, and a pint of a side item. Throw in a half gallon of tea or lemonade at Stroud's Barbecue. Right here in Williamson County, you can feed a family of four for $15.99. 615-595-0200. Open 7 to 8 Monday through Saturday and 7 to 6 on Sunday. That's Stroud's Barbecue right here in Williamson County.
Back, 3 minutes and 12 seconds left. Dixon County's having their way with Pace tonight, 43-24. Absolute playing out of their mind. And right now we are negotiating with the coaching staff at Dixon County to have a table and two chairs set up. So we go over there on February the 8th and for the district tournament. So we'll see what we can get done. Garth's over there negotiating now, and I appreciate that. And, and thank you, Coach, in advance. Page is taking the ball inbounds, 43-24. Speaking to Coach Aaron Webb, she's the head coach for the Lady Cougars. That's her first year on the job. Lost tough one tonight, 65-61. Drive on the way is Allen. Mason taking it to go. Rebound Holman. He scores. Where's he been tonight? In foul trouble. 43-26 is our score. Mason Allen, number 20, goes tonight, gets a nice assist from Holman. Made Holman number 40. He's had a big night over tonight against Franklin. Davis in front of us picked up smartly by Mason Allen. Patriots are pressing hard out front. Jonah Shaw is first time on the floor tonight for the Patriots. Burns has got it way out front. He's double teamed. And right now, Coach Tigert is spreading it out, trying to get a backdoor cut. E.J. Stacy called for walking. And they ran 45 seconds off clock to no avail. No point. 43-26 is the score. And all right, the guards over. What'd you do there? you going to go pow?
Oh,
you?
I told her that Summit beat Brentwood tonight, and she threw her notes down and said, that's going to make me go pow.
I heard that. Shot on the way, no good, Mason. Oh. Nice shot from the corner, 24 from downtown. Pennington from three-point range, 43-29. Put Holman down two more points. Too.
Holman for two.
Yeah, missed it while y'all were talking.
Well, we were talking about the setup. They're going to treat us right. They're going to figure it out. They may put us up top like we were at Antioch.
That'll be all right. Sounds called him home, and that's going to be his fourth.
That's his fourth.
And that was Larry Noe just pointed the bench and said, give me somebody in there. Ben Sniper comes running.
I don't know. I mean, that was
a tick foul like that. Well, I don't know how much it was. He didn't like the call. He addressed the official as he walked by. Good inbounds pass to Burns. Spin move. It's good. Burns showing his athleticism. He's got a brace on his right leg, Garth, that weighs more than I do. But it did not hit.
Well, it's longer than your legs, that's for sure.
Amen to that. It did not impede his jumping at all at the 125 mark. 45-29. The Patriots have only scored 5 points. His score stolen by Pardue. Jumped the passing lanes to Stacy, and he's got his pocket pick. And the Patriots score. Nice backdoor cut. Jacob Kukulu on the basket. Davis on the drive, gives it up to Pardue, and he scores. He draws a foul. Cody Pardue has turned into a great post player.
I'm going to say this, and I don't mean this in any disrespect to the Page Patriots, but they don't have a young man out there on the floor that can stop that move.
No. Oh, no. Oh, no kidding. Not even close. 102 to go, 47-31. Cody Pardue is lighting it up, completes a three-point play. He's coming out, gets some rest. Pervine comes in. How many?
20.
Wow. Kay Pervine, number 5, comes in, who's about 5'8", about 140. And Cody Pardue just checked out, who's 6'4", about 215. Nice drive on the baseline. Pennington says, get some of this, I'll score. And he does complete the basket. 48-33, 52 seconds left. So you got to set up at Dixon County for the 8 and then 4.
I told her that you were coming at some point. I didn't know which game that was.
Yeah.
Is that the Franklin game? She thought it was the Franklin game.
And for the district.
Now, I'm not making that trip with you.
No. Terry Merrill will have to ride with me.
Y'all have fun with that.
You know, he's not used to riding 100 miles an hour. But
I'll scare him. Well, he's actually used to that when he rides with me on Monday to do player of the week. But, you know, I prefer driving instead of riding with him.
I understand.
I'm just going to go ahead and make that call. And if he's listening, it is what it is. Terry, you can't drive. Stormy, good luck. Y'all have fun, right, making that trip to 8:40 to Dixon because, woo, that's a trip.
It's going to be, it's going to be my little Mercedes. We'll be flying high. Hey, along, it's a bomb to Davis. He goes up and he tries to dunk it, and he's tackled. He's tackled. Davis goes in for the slam, was hanging on the rim, and was knocked senseless by 33, Jonah Shaw. He's going to get two foul shots at the 5th-second mark.
Well, thankfully, Jaden Davis didn't get hurt. He could have gotten hurt, but Jonah Shaw made a really good foul right there.
He did. Beautiful full-court pass. I didn't see who made the pass, but he threw it from the baseline. He threw it about 86 feet in the air. Jaden Davis caught like a wide receiver, went up and was going to dunk it, but it was fouled on the attempt. It was hanging on the rim and was undercut. We've all had that happen once or twice in our life, and I ended up with 5 broken ribs at one time.
I don't think Coach Webb was lying. I think she has gone somewhere to pout because I don't see her anymore.
Yeah, you ran her off, Garth. Great. There's so much for our goodwill.
Well, a very sweet woman.
Yes, she is.
But I broke her heart.
49-33 is our score. Davis at the line. 50 seconds left. I and the bucket for a second. I already spoke to her on the phone several times. Mason both concerning the situations. We're developing relationships with new coaches, which is what we do here at WAKM. Provide you the best in sports and develop relationships and better the programs on each side of the floor. Ooh, Pennington on the drive, couldn't get it to go, and had a good look, couldn't convert. 40 seconds left, down 17.
I'm not sure why he pulled up on that. I mean, he had a floater, and it's like he didn't finish.
I thought he was going to dunk it for a second. Pervine across quickly, gets it to Davis down the right wing, way out front.
Tell you what, this Dixon County team is a very well-coached team.
They are very,
very disciplined, protect the basketball.
They don't waste a possession.
No, ever. They don't.
20 seconds left, 50-33. They almost bounced off a pace player. Fouls called on Pennington.
You know, how difficult is it? If you think about it, for Dixon County and for Spring Hill to be in a district of all Williamson County schools, isn't that hard?
That's suicidal.
I mean, that's difficult. I mean, because
think about the drive alone. Think
exactly.
About 11 seconds, 9 seconds, provide driving. to the right. He's double teamed. 6 seconds. He's going to take it all the way. Floater. Good. Boy, he's 5'8", 100 nothing.
And he's what I call a little squirt.
Yes, sir. And that little squirt's got a bunch of points. 52-33 is our score. We're taking 1 minute. We're coming back for the fourth and final quarter here. This is Sports on AM 950.
Welcome to Lewis Glass. May we help you?
Yes, I'm here for some glasses. I can't see a thing with these.
Sir, this is Lewis Glass in Franklin. We do full service glass installation and replacement.
Yeah, I want to get out of these wireframes. They were cool in the 70s.
Sir, Lewis Glass is not an optometrist shop.
I thought they made me look like Bill Bixby.
Sir, Lewis Glass does residential and commercial glass, but we don't do...
I want to see something in a bifocal, please.
Sir, again.
Hey, these look good on me.
Those are women's glasses.
How can you tell?
They're mine.
Lewis Glass, 106 Century Court, Franklin.
Make pain a thing of the past with help from our friends at the Bone and Joint Institute of Tennessee, Tennessee's destination for outstanding orthopedic care. From aging or overuse to a traumatic accident or sports-related injury, they'll be there for you every step of the way to help improve your range of motion, mobility, and quality of life. Put your trust in the hands of experts and visit boneandjointtn.org or call 615-791-2630 to make your appointment today.
It was the Lady Patriots, 65-61, in a hard-fought nail-biter battle. He said, okay, we'll try that again. In girls' action, but it's been all Dixon County from get-go. They're up 52-33. Patriots, an emotional game last Tuesday night. I think it took all the starch out of their shirts, Garth. Shots on the way from three-point, no good. Rebound, Odom kicks it back in bounds. Bartley safe. Mason Allen saw floater. Can't get it to go. Rebound on the floor. Jet Carter gets it, and a foul. Whistle blows with the call. And they called that on Jack Carter. I think they called him for a tackle on the play.
Dislike of the Dixon fans, which I don't blame them on that, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I agree. Bad call. Rebound burn shot was missed. Some of the Patriots faithful have already headed to the exit, trying to beat the traffic home. Burns is been fouled by Ben Cypress. Cypress called for the foul, and he goes, oh, I thought it was a 5 second call.
And he had his hands all over him.
Yeah.
And now we're going to get the bench cleaning off here for Page.
Yep, going to get a lot of folks in. Number 24 is coming in. That's where he's been in before.
Andres Casilla is in.
All right. Good ball.
I didn't pronounce that correctly.
Good ball movement. Stacy's been quiet tonight. Goes up and under, around, can't get it to go. He had 27 against Raywood last year in the playing ball game.
He hadn't played a lot of minutes tonight, honest with you.
And fouls call. He's got his name in the book now.
He hasn't scored.
No. Simon Simmons is checking back in. 22-4. He's a good defensive cornerback for the Page Patriots. Also number 11, Andres Casella. That's right, like Ray Casella on Field of Dreams, one of my favorite movies.
Good
inside move. Block from the behind. That was Gramley on the block.
He did foul him.
Yep.
He didn't think he did, but he did.
Well, it's still been a fun night here tonight. It was coming home night for the.
I'd ask Faith what they were recognizing tonight,
and that's what it was. Coming home night. Still a big crowd here tonight.
Simon Simmons in the book now.
Number 22, really good cornerback and wide receiver for the Patriots,
and a really good free throw shooter too.
Made them both come off the bench. He's still up. Davis checking back in, and he looks like a bodybuilder.
Oh, that's foul.
He looks like a bodybuilder.
He looks like he could body slam you with one arm.
He probably could. We got a timeout on the floor, 6:52 mark, 52-35. Garth, you get me any other scores over there you want to pass on to our listeners? Terry Merrill has been
wearing us out. He's keeping us updated tonight.
A constant feed.
I haven't gotten one since I think he's mad at us for not.
Read what you got. Read what you got.
The last one I got was Summit leads Brentwood boys 21-15 at the half.
How big an upset would that be?
That'd be a large upset. But as you stated earlier, and I totally agree with you, I don't think Brentwood played to their potential. Any game that we've seen them play, to me, they lack the intensity that it's going to take to make a run at the district championship. And on the other end, Summit is you know, playing better as the season goes along. So I'm trying to think of the appropriate words of what we've seen.
I'm seeing progression from Summit and regression from Brentwood.
Burns to score.
Burns on a beautiful double move, 34-35. Well, 54-35. Got a lot of stuff.
We can talk as the game's being played, too. Where does Summit fit right now in the standings? Do you know?
No, I don't have the standings. I haven't seen what update this week.
I haven't either.
Shot on the way. Simmons, no good. Rebound. quickly down to Davis, the 6 minute mark. Good ball movement way out front. Coach Tiger still coaching his players hard. They're up comfortably.
Good to see the Page students all still here.
Nice move to Burns. He floats, scores. He goes over Josh Odom like he's not there. Going for the 3-point play. This is Holman's coming back in.
Summit up 30-28 after the third quarter.
Okay.
Brentwood clawing back.
They're playing at Summit night. We thought about doing that game, but we wanted to do the girls' game here tonight.
That girls' game was by far best game we've seen this season, I believe.
I agree. Here comes across the timeline the Patriots. Simmons, I'm away. Block.
Lord, I'm
Davis gets it back to, wow, that's rare. Blaine Burroughs gets one block like that. Down the left wing.
I remember Jaden Davis last year.
Yeah.
You do remember?
Yeah.
And he's a hawk.
He sure is. Good ball movement inside. And Burns is not allowing them to get the ball inside. Holman is back in. He's got 3 or 4 fouls.
Holman's got 4 fouls. I'm still amazed at Davis. He looks to me like a D1 football player.
Safety. Yeah, shots on the way. Put back on the off the glass.
32, Kikuyu.
Kikuyu scores.
Oh, I said that wrong. I'm sorry. They said that.
5-11 mark, 56-47. And Davis goes up. If you'd have handed him a roll of pound, he could have cleaned the glass while he was up that high. Great Caesars go.
He has 11.
Then the right wing in front of the cheering section for Page. Backs it back out. Simmons way out front. Simmons is a great little athlete.
Uh-oh.
Inside had a good inside look to Holman. He couldn't get it to go. Kicks it back out. I like the quickness of number 11, which is Casella. Fall away jumper. No good. Ball's out of bounds. Off Dixon, off Page. And go to Dixon County to 4:32 mark.
Stormy, I just realized we have a Joey and Jacob Kikuyu playing.
We do.
Number 12 and number 32.
We sure do. We certainly do. Across the timeline. Grambling inside to Davis. Goes up hard. Foul's called. It's going to be. Is it a foul? No. Out of bounds on Davis. Okay. Glad he did blow the whistle.
I don't know, but I'm having a hard time keeping my attention span right now.
Well, it's 58-37. It's hard to stay engaged. Page had an emotional game the other night. They burned all the powder then. Here comes Irvine across the Jet Carter, who is very quick. Baseline runner. Kicks it smartly out to Burns. Under 4. Appreciate the great hospitality tonight here at Page. They've offered us everything but the kitchen sink. We appreciate their kindness. And it's fun to go come back here tonight. 65-61 is our score. The girls game, great comeback. Lily Wilkin is going to be the Gateway Player of the Week on the girls' side. Good ball movement. Dixon County discipline, as you said earlier, very disciplined, very precise, very concise on their ball movement. They're smart to run the entire clock off. Davis goes up with a dunk, and he gets caught on the rim. He's only 5'9", maybe 5'10", and he was hanging on the rim, Garv. That kid can sky. Here comes Page across the timeline at the 3:10 mark. Simmons on the drive, kicks it back to Holman. Spin move, left, up, and ball's out of bounds. Still Page ball.
Good defense on Burns.
And we have Cody Pardue coming back. And I'm not sure I would play. I'm not sure I'd play my starters. I'd save their legs.
Yeah,
Davis out, Burns out. Get a big round of applause by the Dixon County faithful. They're going to go home with one win tonight. Shot is blocked. Mason Allen draws the foul. Jack Carter draws it as he tries fall-away jumper. And it's one of those when the 21-point differential, kind of wish the clock would go ahead and ease on that, but it's not. So the line is Allen. Been quiet tonight. And much to their defense, he missed first one. Like I said, they played so hard Tuesday night. That's as great an effort as I've seen a Page basketball team play in the last decade.
Well, they always play hard. May not be the most talented at all times, but they sure play awfully hard.
Effort makes up for a lot of talent, doesn't it?
You got that right.
A steal on the waist speed and effort, and the Patriots pick their pocket, and Allen gets the steal. He's still playing. They're playing hard. 2:54 mark. Whistle blows. 60-38. Dixon County trying to get the ball in bounds. Inbounding it under his own basket is Zade Holt, the junior. Another good-looking kid out there for Dixon County. Holt's a big kid, too. Getting some playing time. Jet Carter drives, kicks it back out to Cody Pardue. He might be the most improved, and they called him for carrying. And at this time of the ball game, Mr. Ref, you should just let the clock tick. 2:34 to go, 60-38.
That was my thoughts while ago. I'm thinking, please don't foul. Don't foul.
And there's a timeout on the floor. We're going to take a timeout. Let's take 30 seconds. This is sports. We'll come back.
Hello, this is Garth Bolden with Gateway Tire and Service Center. Located on Cool Springs Boulevard and McEwen Drive in Franklin, Tennessee, Gateway Tire and Service Center is your local Yokohama tire dealer, and we're proud to have served Williamson County for over 25 years. With each new Yokohama tire purchase, you'll receive free lifetime tire rotation and balance, manufacturer's warranty, and road hazard warranty. Call 615-771-7080 and receive valuable discounts when you mention that you heard about us on WAKM Radio, AM $9.50.
Matthews Team Sports is your full-service team sporting goods dealer. Online stores, in-house screen printing, top brands such as Adidas, Under Armour, and Gatorade. We handle teams from middle schools to universities and everything in between. Visit us at MatthewsTeamSports.com. Locally owned and operated, on-time delivery, and customer satisfaction are our top priority. Any sport, any season, any equipment, or any apparel need. Our team is ready to serve your team. Contact us now at MatthewsTeamSports.com.
All Dixon County and the boys game. The girls, Dixon County lost a tough one tonight, 65-61. With 2 minutes and 58 seconds, they've corrected the score. It's 58 Dixon County, 40 Page. Cody Pardue on the drive, the basket. Now it's 60-40. Cody Pardue is by far the most improved player for Dixon County. He is just playing phenomenal basketball in the post.
I can't say that I don't.
Not much to argue with.
I don't disagree with that.
Good position, fighting up, going up, and he gets a good block. And that same ref is keep blowing the whistle with 2 minutes to go. I guess they get paid by the hour.
I don't know what they get called for. I'm ready to go home.
Pennington is the line. No good. 2:07 to go, 60-40. As a reminder, Tuesday night we will be at Franklin, home of the Rebels.
I got a little stat for you. Lily Wilkins scored 10 of her 24 points in the fourth quarter.
Wow. Jet Carter showing his speed. Ball's kicked out of bounds. Good hustle that time by the Patriots. Number 11, Andreas Casala, showing some hustle. I like seeing that. Game's out of reach, 2:02 mark, 19-point differential. Dixon County gets the ball inbound, barely. Pardue in the left wing, drives. He just wants to get out of this ball game and not be hurt. He draws a foul. Cody's had a great ball game tonight. Lily Wilkins is just a freshman, 24 points tonight, 10 in the fourth quarter when it mattered most. Man, she had to take over when Wilson got in foul trouble for Lady Patriots. Eye in the bucket, no good. Dixon County up comfortably, 19-point differential. Hernandez in, Mason out. Mason out, also number 33 out, and it's Jonah Shaw. Purdue on the line for the second one. That's the only thing he's missed tonight. Missed two free throws at the buck 54 mark. And the left wing inside, stolen by Pardue. Here we go, Jonas hustle. Marley kicks it back out front. Jet Walker out front, back to Pardue at the 136 mark. 96 seconds to go, up comfortably. Pardue drives, left hand off the glass, ain't by it. Page just had nothing in the tanks left tonight after that emotional ball game last Tuesday night over at Franklin, here while playing Franklin. Coach Tiger clearing the bench. Pardue makes another one. Garth, I've lost count how many points he has. Got to be 25.
He's got 23.
23? Okay. Okay, I would be pulling him out, getting him some rest. Number 30's checking in for the Cougars. Made them both. And they're going to smartly clean the floor. Round of applause. Cody Pardue had as good a game as we're going to see tonight. And well played, 62-41. Here comes Page across the timeline, trying to get some flow in their offense, even though this is the second, third team in. Three-pointer on the way back rim, no good. Rebound. Hernandez goes up strong. Floater, no good. Takes the ball off the face. Rebound, Dixon County. Marley on the floor. People hit floor. Stolen by Page. They go in. They're going to score at the 59-second mark. A lot of hustle. Still being exhibited, 62-43. Casella on the score. He picks his pocket again. Casella's out there. He's got back-to-back steals. Timeout. No. Foul's called on number 11. That will be Andreas Casella.
I thought he was pointing like they called a timeout.
That's what I thought. I thought, no, not with 45 seconds. No, please don't. To the line is number 2, Bryce Arrington, and he misses the free throw. Double O's coming in tonight, and Brock Holly, sophomore. A lot of fresh faces out there tonight. Missed the free throw. Rebound. Patriots, here they come. Across the timeline. Finn move. Three-pointer on the way. No good. Hernandez goes up strong, and he draws a foul. I was hoping he'd try to dunk it, Garth. Big enough kid. Was he 6'6", 6'7", maybe?
He's ever been a 6'6".
I was hoping those long. Man, he's got arms. He's got about a 72-foot wingspan, 72-inch wingspan. 72-foot, that'd be an airplane. Missed the first free throw at 34 seconds. Eye in the bucket. Let's get on the board. Missed them both. Got to make those. Rebound Dixon County. Cross the timeline with less than 30. Shot on the way. Back rim. Can't get it to go. Here come the Patriots. Under 20 seconds. Casella back out front. Simon. Under 10. On things and doubts. The score. Final score. Shot. Passes in. Nice basket for the Patriots. That's going to end it. Final. 62-45. All Dixon County tonight. We've got a split tonight. Dixon County 62-45. Cougars just too much, too soon. Take care of the Patriots tonight.
For the Patriots tonight, led by Mason Allen with 10, Ben Cyphers with 8, Andres Casilla with 2, Jacob Kukula with 2, Blaine Burrow with 2, Simon Simmons with 4, Thomas Seaman with 3, Todd Pennington with 6,
Joey Kukula with two. Nate Holman with four. Jamie Hernandez with two. 45 points for the Page.
That may be how many people scored 45 points? Was that 19?
That would be Grant Williams scoring 43 the other night for the University of Tennessee Vols.
And 23 of 23 from the free throw line.
Such an impressive
great
outing by that young man.
Yes, sir.
A great student as well. For the Dixon County Cougars, led tonight by Cody Pardue with 24, Darian Burns with 12, Cody K. Pervine with 6, Wynn Grambling with 5, Jeff Carter with 1, Jaden Davis with 11, Luke Jenkins with 3, 62-45, Dixon County.
We had a slip tonight, 65-61, girls game, and we came out here knowing that girls game was going to be a nail-biter, and we were not denied, we were not disappointed. Garth, any final words on our final visit to Page this year?
No, sir. Page Patriots, you cook an unbelievable hamburger.
They sure do.
You got a district-leading young ladies team that's one of the finest we've had an opportunity to watch. The Page Patriot boys go back, do some healing over the weekend, and they'll be back strong next week. To our listeners, listen to us next week as we go back to Franklin.
Got Independence flying into town next Friday night. We've got Franklin at Centennial. And our special guest at Coach's Corner next Thursday night is going to be from Nolensville. We're going to have nighttime at Shroud's Barbecue Coast. Coach Wes Lambert of the Knights will be our special guest. What a great time tonight over at Page.
That's correct. Can't say that it wasn't fun, that's for sure.
Amen. For Margaret, great job on the board tonight. For Garth Bowling, this Stormy Mitchell, and whether both teams took one on the chin tonight, boys action and girls action, but no doubt about it, it's been a fun night for all of us. So for that, good night, everybody. Good night. God bless. It has been a definite hard day's night. Good night. See y'all next week.